So we spoke about Baruch. We spoke about Avos as the groundwork of a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the three introductory brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, which we call them Shevach. Second one is Gevurois. So Gevurois is again, we spoke about last time. Gevurois is something which we relate to. Like you want to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we talk about the Rishim is,
but which would be good.
It being called Gevurois, the thrust seems to be about Tchias
Amesim.
Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei Amesim. It's referred to by Chazal as Gevurois, but the actual bracha is Tchias Amesim. Avraham says that even the middle part. Says all the different elements are all really elements of, in a certain sense, of Tchias Amesim. Person without pranasa is only is kosher kemes. He doesn't have what to live on. And the Rishon creates the reality. A person who's sick, and has to make a bracha. And the lashon of Chazal is when they see a person recovered from an illness. So the one of the niskos of bracha that we say in shevach for that, you say she haftalanu, although you haftalafra, the Russian gave you to us and not to the dust. The Russian gave you back to us. And didn't give you to the dust. That's what the nusach, how we say for refuah shleima, refei cholim. So all different elements of tchias amesim. So why is tchias amesim the vehicle for gevura? Second question is that the Chazal actually talk about the Musaf of Gevurah is Kishamim. They talk about, we say more about a Goshem, and Chazal refers to that as Gevurah is Kishamim. Gevurah is Kishamim is said in the second Bracha because it's Gevurah is Kishamim and this is a Bracha of Gevurah. Okay. Third point, the Vilna Gaon says that, fascinating Gaon. The Gemara says in Bracha is that there was one of the Maisa Ben Amara got up there front of Rebbe Eliezer, I think it was, and he started saying a whole long line of different praises to Kodesh Baruch. He's this, and he's that, he's Galdel, Agibur, Vanura, Vaizus, Vanura, all the different names that he gave to Kodesh Baruch. So after he finished, I think it was Rebbe Eliezer said to him, he says, okay, have you finished saying all the praises of Hashem? He says, Moshel, that there's a Melech who had owned a million dinari zov. And somebody praised him, and he has a million dinari kesef. A dinar kesef is 1/25 of the dinar zov. So it's not a praise. It's not a shabach. It's an insult. So as much as we can praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's an insult. How can you praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Rosh Hashanah says that is everything. As much as you're going to say, it doesn't come close to the real reality. So she said, so how can we say anything? He says, we base ourselves on the psukim. The psukim say, the Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were Misakad and Tefillah, HaGadol, HaGibor, HaNirbo. Three things. That's what we say. The Gaon says that we say Hol Shemoneh Esrei, we talk about Mechayei Amesim, Shel HaKodesh, and talking in the Mechayei Nadoas. What do you mean we only say three things? So the Gaon says that Be'etzim, all the things we say are an expression of one of the three items. Gadol, Gibor, V'Nerva. Gadol, is, Rashi says in Chumash, is Midas Tuvai, the Chassadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gibor is Gibor, the Bershom is Gibor. And Nerva is the element of the Bershom is beyond human comprehension, which is the concept of the Kedusha. So he says the first two brachas correspond, the Gadol, the Gibor, V'Nerva. The first bracha is Gadol. It's about the Chassadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second bracha is called Gevurah, this is Gibor. The bracha is Nara, is a question of the Kedusha. Then he goes to the rest of Shemoneh Esrei and he shows how it plays itself out again and again, the cycle. Fascinating draw. If you want to get the English version, if you look at the Mitzuda Siddur, so the Rabbi Davis, the person who put it out, paraphrases this Gra in his introduction to Shmon Esra. Then he fleshes it out a little bit. So specifically, what is the meaning of Gibor? What is exactly does Gibor represent? Gibor as opposed to Gadol and Neira. Okay, so Neira means the person was beyond human comprehension. We're awestruck in the sense of he's so beyond us that we just stand, we recognize the gap. The recognition of the gap and the distance it creates neuro, creates that awe, and that's expressed in the idea of kadosh. Kadosh is something which is beyond the it's beyond, it's beyond our comprehension, etc. That's the idea of kadosh. Godel is midas chesed b'makadosh baruch. We spoke about the fact that he's willing to lower himself and put his name on a human being, that's the greatest chesed that could be. The Rosh allows us to have a connection with him, and he takes that allowance, which the Rosh is the greatest toy there is in the world, is a chesed b'makadosh baruch. The Rosh allows us to connect him, so that's the greatest toy which can exist. To the extent that we can almost put a name of a human being, okay, Avraham, because Baruch was called based on the human being. That's how much he connected you. That's called
it. It says okay, Avraham in the Torah?
The Chachamim based on the Pasuk. The matter is they based on the Pasuk. It says that Kosh Baruch told Avraham Avinu that he's going to mevorach him and megadol his name. Hayei Baracha is referring to the three names, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov, again, Avraham. That's for those four elements in the pasuk. I'm pulling out the whole pasuk right now. Give me a parsha left to talk. Ve'eschol v'gad gadol v'avorechecho v'gadol shemecho v'yeh barucho. Eschol v'gad gadol. The concept of okay, Avraham. You're a gadol. The Russian put your name on you. That's okay, Avraham. You're going to have a son that's going to expand even further. The son will also be able to get a name that's Yitzchak. Bagal Shemecha. The person will take the name totally great. That's Yaakov. Okay, Yaakov. But you will be the source of Yaakov. Again, Abraham. Rashi quotes at the beginning of the Parsha. So what does Gibor mean? So it's a fascinating Gemara. The fascinating Gemara, the Gemara says that the Ashkenazi Gadol called Ashkenazi Gadol because they brought the crown back to its proper place. What's the what was the problem? Moshe Rabbeinu said a Kel Hagadol Gibor Ba'anuva. There's a Pesukim which talk about Yirmiyahu, and he talks about Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Hagadol Hagibor. Daniel just talks about a Kela Gadol. He davens the Kela Gadol. He didn't mention a Gibor Ba'anuva. So they said Kaddish is this awe inspiring thing. But when Mizrael and Merkaka Becholai, that they're ready to attack the Beis Hamikdash. There's no Kaddish. The Meshabim Bebonov, there's no Gibor. The Muslims have taken over the control. Comes along, Ashik Hazad says, no. That's the Kaddish Baruch Hu's Gur, that's the Kaddish Baruch Hu's Neira. The Gevura is that he doesn't respond when the Umas Olam insults and say, where's the Kaddish Baruch Hu? And Kaddish, the Neira element is that the Rosh was able to maintain us amongst one nation, amongst one sheep, amongst 70 wolves. So Gevura is the Bershom controls himself and contains himself. So the Gevura of Gshamim is what's the Gshamim is Bershom gives sustenance. And that's a Gevaldik, a Gibor, because without him we wouldn't exist. But it's done in a way which he controls. he totally, it's not, you know, total abundance. The meat of God would say, just give and give and give and give and give and give. And give. He says, no. I'm doing it in a way where there is element of being deserving, there's element of decision when it's going to be. So Rashi controls himself and doesn't. So the combination of what he does, A, and the fact that it's done in a controlled way, in a directed way, combines to meet the middle of Gevura. Gevura is a Rashi's bimitzamzim of limiting himself. Why Tchias Amesim? Why are these all different expressions of Tchias Amesim? And why? So, Gevura Shem, we understand. Shem, you know, part of the Gevura Kadosh Baruch Hu Shem is not only that he gives rain and gives sustenance, but he controls it. The Muslim have never figured out how to make rain yet. The Shem is like how to control the weather. The going to the one place that Shem left weather as his. Now, everything else he'll give over to the weather. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's little corner left in the world where you see that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's fascinating. You know, Americans don't believe in God, many of them. But my insurance policy has a clause that they don't cover acts of war and acts of God. Flooding, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, that they don't cover. Acts of God. You know, when things are going well, it's that. When things are going bad, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But they have a Muslim that there's certain things, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's corner. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's corner in the world. But why Tchias HaMeisim? Why Tchias HaMeisim the quintessential? So Tchias HaMeisim, the Gevura is, you know, almost the human being's life is seemingly limited. The Rosh Hashanah is able to take that limit and overcome it, abolish it, and regenerate it in a different way. So it's there was Gevura is in the Kuda of limits, the ability to impose limits on a limitless being. But it's both elements. You start with a limitless being, and you put in certain criteria and certain things, and that's the meat of Gevura. So Tchias HaMeisim is, as much as we're connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was limitless. We exist. We see in that connection the Gevura with Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it talks about the Bereshim, because of the needs of Klal Yisrael, it's important for them. The Bereshim limits, not because he's limited, but the Bereshim decides to limit himself. Why? Because that shows how can a limitless being limit himself? You're unlimited. Well, I need it for Klal Yisrael, because it's better for Klal Yisrael that you know, they should get some lesson. So I'm going to allow the Umos Arlan to insult, I'm not going to respond. So that the Bereshim decides to put a limit and put direction of how things work, etc. They feel that's beneficial for Klal Yisrael, it'd be better for Klal Yisrael. That's the meat of Gevura, which is expressed over here. So it, together with the Gevura, there's an element of chesed, which is expressed in that same context.